I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on the Lanark Highlands Youth Center. And with me is the Executive Director, Grace Rand. Welcome, Grace. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So, and first of all, congratulations on your recent appointment as Executive Director. How are you enjoying the job?
Wonderful. Full circle moment. I was there as a youth. Almost 20 years ago. I was there as a summer student 10 years ago, and I'm back as the ED.
No kidding.
So I've had to experience it in all capacities now, and I'm super excited to be there.
That's great. So what is the exact location of the Youth Center?
We're at 61 Princess Street in the village of Lanark.
Okay, and that's right next to the arena,
right
correct?
Next to the arena. It's okay.
Okay, so now what days and hours are you open?
Currently, we're offering after-school programs at both of the schools in the village. So that's Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we're open for drop-in Thursday and Friday. After-school hours, of course, two to six on Thursday and 2 to 8 on Friday. But that will be changing for the summer. We're going to go to a 10 to 5 schedule, have a little bit more coverage through the day for the youth, and a little more opportunity for excursions and programs.
So what are the ages?
Typically we run 10 to 19. Our after school programs have a little younger demographic because we're in the schools and we're able to capture them. So if you have youth, preteens, teenagers, everyone's welcome to.
Oh, wonderful. So now how large is the area that you serve?
So because we're directly in the village, the population's about 800, but we are serving the whole township of Lanark Highlands. So we're going almost out from the corner at Ferguson Falls on Highway 7, almost out to Balderson, and all the way almost out to Calabogie.
Goodness, that's a large area.
Absolutely. So part of our goal is to try and target those smaller communities.
That don't have youth centers.
That don't physically have a youth center in it. We do technically serve them, but we know that transportation is an issue all across the county. So we're going to try and utilize the spaces that we have within the township and try and get out to McDonald's Corners and Robertson's Lake and all of those little wonderful remote areas hiding in our demographic.
So do you collaborate with other youth centers too in the area?
Absolutely. We're working on a very special project with the youth centers right now, Planet Youth. So we have all 5 centers across the county, WAC, YAC, Mississippi Mills, Carlson Place, and ourselves. And it's been a wonderful opportunity for myself because I think prior to this project, we may not have had the same level of interaction. So this is absolutely wonderful for me to get my foot in the door and collaborate with all of them and continue to work forward for positive things for our youth all across the county.
Let's talk about your programs and services.
So we are, as I said, just transitioning into our summer programming. We'll have lots of exciting things coming up, trips, excursions, special events. We are going to be hosting a open house in the next few weeks, just so parents can kind of see what we're doing over the summer.
Do you have a date for that?
We're working on that one currently, so I will post that on our socials as soon okay. as we have that scheduled. We are also going to have an end of the year blast for the youth as well. That'll be on the 27th, so any of our registered youth are happy to stop by. And of course, you're going to see us in other places. You'll see us at Pride this weekend and Canada Day celebrations in the village, and anywhere you can think there's a community event, we'll be there.
Great. So now funding, let's talk about that. That's always a problem, isn't it?
It is. It's a good problem to have because there's always ebbs and flows. But being a registered charity and a not-for-profit, we do rely on support from government funding, grants, and community support as well.
Now, you just recently got a very generous government grant, didn't you?
A few different opportunities. We have support from all levels of government funding, which is phenomenal. We're so happy to be supported by the township and the county and the provincial government and the federal government, which is a very unique opportunity. We're some of the first in Canada to have this funding.
Really? So how much did you get from the Ontario government then?
Ontario government, we've had a few different things. We've had, I'm actually working on a really exciting opportunity coming up that I can't talk about until next week, so I'll have to send you the details then.
Oh no. Okay. Oh, that's too bad. Well, we'll have to have you in again then.
We do, of course, have funding through Open Doors, the Girlies Big Sisters, we have a partnership with, and we are so fortunate to receive upwards of $20,000 from these wonderful provincial organizations for specific projects. Of course, they're all broken down differently, but that kind of money supports so many projects for so many youth, and we can't be more grateful for every single penny that comes.
So what will it be spent on then? Do you have anything specific?
Programming specifically, we do try and keep specific grants for specific projects. Again, we're really supported by the township. We appreciate the maintenance for that. But we will be working towards programming for our youth and focusing on mental health and wellness and all kinds of positive engagements and experience for the youth.
Give us an example of some of the really well-attended and enjoyed programs that you have had, say, this past winter.
Yeah, we've had many, many programs that have been successful. We recently celebrated last winter our 20th anniversary, which is mind-blowing to me. We had a fundraising gala. We of course, being right next to the arena, we get to go skating, hockey, broom ball. We've been all over. I'm hoping to incorporate, you know, the seven wonders of Lanark County and just of the Highlands and getting out and exploring that. We have a weekly cooking program that's always well attended. We have a monthly program celebrating all the birthdays that month. Very, very successful. And of course, our after school program is one of our biggest attended programs. And we cannot be more grateful to have that pot of funding. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal resource.
You know, it's amazing for kids to be able to have somewhere to go after school. And then, you know, if they're waiting for a bus or something, or then their parents must pick them up after. But it's a place to go, right? Where they're learning and they have other kids to socialize with. It's wonderful.
And they're safe. And
yes.
And that's where our logo comes from, A Place to Be Me.
A Place to Be Me. Talk about that for a minute and how important it is to keep your place going.
Absolutely. It is statistically proven that the trouble hours for youth are those after school hours between school time ending and bed. So it is a safe and secure place for youth to go, to have them engage in something positive to keep them out of trouble. I think there's often a kind of a stigma with the term youth centers, where it can be seen as that's for a specific demographic of kids. It's not. It is for every single person. There is something different there for everyone. Everyone is welcome. And we do our best to ensure that everyone is safe, heard. They have access to the resources they need. We have emergency supplies. We always have food security. We have connections and we will make referrals wherever we need. And often we think of ourselves as fairy godmothers. If we have to step in and have to just provide a little sprinkle of something extra to get you through their day and make them feel welcome and safe, because maybe home isn't a safe place and that's okay, we'll be there.
Oh, wonderful. Now, what are your needs? You must need something at this point, whether it's help or whether it's more funding or what?
We can always use more funding, of course. We'd love to, again, expand through the Highlands a little bit more. We are always adding to our staff team. where we can, of course, with our, those very specific grants. We're always, always open to volunteers. If you have something special that you'd like to share with the youth that you think is a learning opportunity for them, we've been very blessed to have a strong group of musicians in our staff, and artists, and educators, and cooks, and we're looking into expanding into all areas of expertise. We've got a wonderful board that supports us, a board of directors. We've had self-defense training from some of them. We've participated in babysitter training courses, home alone training courses. We go all the way to offer a hunter safety course.
That's incredible.
We can do to try and
provide
education and a learning opportunity that folks might not have. So if you know, if you have a specialty and you want to share it with the youth, like we're looking at bringing in a barber and a hairdresser.
No kidding.
You know, just the kind of things that maybe YouTube doesn't fully get to teach.
Right. That sounds really wonderful. For more information now, if people want to know more about what's going on there and your programs, where can they go?
www.lhyci.ca. You can call us at the center, 613-259-2012, or you can visit us right in the village of Lanark beside the arena, 61 Princess Street.
Sounds good. So check it out at LHYCI, that's Lanark Highlands Youth Center, Inc., okay, .ca. Also, phone number 259-2012, Princess Street, Lanark, next to the arena. Grace, thank you so much. And the kids are very, very lucky to have you. I think you're wonderful.
We're so excited to be
there. Great. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Grace Rand is Executive Director of the Lanark Highlands Youth Center. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.